This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are going to talk about street communists. What's the reaction to the election going to be, depending on who wins? That'll be interesting. The media lying to us. Is this a new phenomenon? Some woman wants to know why she can't back up her car. All that. Disaster preparation and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin there. I don't want to begin political. We'll come back to politics here in a little bit, but I want to get to this. Jesse, I haven't started preparing for an emergency, but I'm torn in which direction to go. I'm in the suburbs. I know if it gets bad enough, I'm going to have to go to an alternate location. I started putting together a list of useful things, but it seems almost impossible to be able to travel with them. How would someone hypothetically balance the ability to survive dire times with the ability to move to a safer, more abundant location? Okay, let's discuss disaster preparation. First, you say you're not prepared. I'm going to tell you something. I am not a super prepper. You might, if you haven't done any preparation, you might consider me to be a super prepper, but because I'm friends with so many of these types of people, I consider myself a rank amateur at this, a complete amateur. And you know what's crazy? Every single super prepper friend I have, without fail, considers himself unprepared. He doesn't think he has enough. He doesn't think he's ready. He doesn't. So let's just address this right off the bat. I don't want you to sit and stress out and freak out that you're not prepared enough. You're not prepared enough, and you will never be. There is always a new scenario you have to deal with, that you have to think about. In fact, you brought this up. You brought up suburbs versus travel versus staying at home. And so I'm simply going to tell you how I do it and how I think about it. First, there are different kinds of trouble. There's we're being invaded by the Chinese army trouble. There's famine trouble. There's civil unrest trouble, probably something that we should maybe plan for. In fact, we'll get to that in a little while. There's disease trouble. You know, we blow off COVID because COVID really wasn't anything significant. They made it way worse than it was. But historically, terrible diseases are a thing that runs through a society. And if the disease gets bad enough, it can really destroy a society. It can break it down and people can turn against each other. So there's all kinds of trouble. Look, we're in the aftermath. People are still dealing with Hurricane Helene. So there's flash flooding. There's hurricanes. There's so much. How do you begin? Well, again, let me come back to don't freak out. I have I'm stuck at home emergency thing, and I have I've got to hit the road with my car emergency thing, and I have to hit the road without a car emergency thing. And those are three different things, but your preparation can overlap. So stay with me. Let's deal with the most ideal situation. Not that any horrible situation is ideal, but the most ideal situation. And that's things are bad in society, but you have your home still. Maybe, look, we'll do a bunch of doomsday scenarios. This one we'll say Chinese EMP. They cooked off an EMP in the atmosphere, fried all the power in your area. So everything electronic in your home, gone. Your car, unless it's very, very old, gone. Your watch, gone. Cell phone towers, gone. Grocery store, gone. You are alive. Your house is still keeping the rain out, but it's a bad situation in society and you still have your home. Well, there is where we will begin. Always, these same things are going to come into play every single time. It's just the quantity is going to change. What do you need? You are going to need fresh water. This is the thing that is not negotiable. Not negotiable. You can survive without ammo. I would not recommend it. We'll get to that in a moment. You cannot survive without water. Get some fresh water. We actually had somebody, I don't have the email in front of me, but somebody did ask about Life straws. That's what I have. Clay Martin, our survivalist Green Beret friend who comes on, he talked about Life straws. Someone asked me what brand. I don't have a specific brand. There are several different brands, but the reason you want to get Life straws wherever you can versus pellets, tablets, as Clay explained, in floodwaters, Hurricane Helene, great example right now. Floodwaters are full of awful things, but it's not just bacteria in sewage and things like that. It can be full of chemicals, fuel spills. In fact, it is. There's nasty things in there. The pills, you drop a tablet in there to kill bacteria. It doesn't strain out the film of oil you just drank, and now you're vomiting and more dehydrated than before. A Life straw will filter all of that out. They really are miraculous. You can put them in the muddiest, muckiest water in the world and run it through a Life straw. It'll look like it came from a mountain stream when it comes out the other end. Life straws are amazing. Pick up some Life straws. That's one. Two, sorry, we're still not at ammunition. Food. I know these are the not sexy things. Water, I don't need water. I want more guns. I'll get to that. But food. I talk to you about My Patriot Supply because I believe in them, because I'm a customer, because I love them. You need an emergency food kit. Not one you show off to your friends. Not one you post about on Instagram. Everyone in your home needs an emergency food supply you never, ever touch. I should note, My Patriot Supply has a bunch of different kinds depending on your budget. They have 3-month ones. They have 4-week ones. And those are $50 off, I should note right now. They have 4-week ones, but that's something you need. Emergency food. Everyone needs it. These are basics. Preparewithjesse.com, I should note, if you want that deal. Preparewithjesse.com. Water, food. Third, again, not the sexy topic, medical supplies. We don't think about these things. Do you take medication? A lot of people take medications. How much do you have? Is it necessary for you? Is it necessary? I just had a relative of mine. He flew somewhere. They lost his luggage, but just for a day, they found it and they were going to deliver it to him. He had medications he needed. He wasn't thinking. He packed them in his check bag. He was laying in bed in agony until his medications got there to get him right. I know this is an ugly topic, but do you have extras? If that pharmacy gets fried with that Chinese EMP, do you have extras? Beyond medications, maybe you're saying, Jesse, I don't take anything. Okay, fine. What do you have for antibiotics? Bandages, Band-Aids, basic thing, anti-inflammatory things like that, ibuprofen, things like that. Do you have an emergency medical kit? You need, if you're staying in the home, you need more than that pouch you hopefully keep in your car. We'll get to that in a moment. You need a big one. If all you have is a pouch, you need to get two or three or four. I need to throw in another disclaimer here. I'm going to do this a few times during this. I know that money is not easy to come by now. Don't put your family in a bind to do these things. These are things you do whenever you're in a place with a little extra cheddar and you can do these things. If you're sitting there screaming at the radio, Jesse, I don't have money for that, then you don't have money for that. Deal with it when you do. I'm talking about if you have the cash, you need water, you need food, you need medical supplies. That's a good point, Chris. Soap is taken for granted. And look, you don't have to be a body wash lover like me. A couple bars of soap are fine. Soap keeps for freaking ages. A bar or two of soap doesn't hurt to have it sitting around the house. All right? Maybe some moisturizer. No, I'm kidding. Just get some soap. All right. So that's the non-sexy stuff. The straws, the water, water, food, medical supplies. Now, this is going to be a very, very easy conversation to have with gun lovers. This is going to be not so easy for those who either can't own them or don't like them. You need the ability to defend your family and your food supply. You see, if you have an emergency food kit, and I don't, but I have an AR-15, and you don't like guns, your emergency food kit, if I get desperate enough, is going to belong to me. And you know what you're going to do about that? Nothing. I know that conversation gets uncomfortable with non-gun people. Every gun dude and lady listening just cheered, right? But there are a bunch of people who don't like them. I'm not comfortable. I didn't grow up around them. I get that. I'm not saying you need to become a Navy SEAL. I'm not saying you have to buy an AR-15. Owning a gun with some ammunition for said gun, it really is a necessity when it comes to survival. And that was just us talking about survival in the home. We haven't even mentioned getting out on the road yet. So let's talk about that. In a home, guns, ammo, food, medical supplies, water. All these things are needed. And a generator. Portable generator doesn't hurt. One of these, look, they have these little solar-powered ones. They can get expensive. They can get fairly inexpensive, but a generator. Let's keep doing some disaster prep. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We're talking a little bit of survival prep here. Remember, this is only if you have the money. Don't get desperate. Don't feel like you're unprepared. Everyone's unprepared. Everyone needs something else. I most definitely do. There's always something more. So we just discussed kind of the first of the three different kinds of disaster prep, right? The first kind is you're at least home. You have your home. You didn't get flooded out. You didn't get run out. Your home exists. That gives you the ability to have more. Now, we start paring things down. Now, let's talk about a vehicle. Let's talk about an alternate location. I'm going to make myself sound like a freak. I know I am. I have two alternate locations, depending on the situation. If I cannot stay in my location and I can get out on the road and I have one tank of gas in my truck, I have a location I can get to that is outside of a city that is going to be really, really important for all of our, you know, gotta get out on the road thing. For whatever reason you are driven out on the road, just know that you cannot be in the cities. You can't. You got to get out. Those are going to be disastrous places. If civil unrest comes, even if it's a war or an invasion, there's not going to be an invasion, right? But even no matter what it is, the city is the last place to be. Find someone who has property somewhere, a ranch, a farm, some property, and speak to them now not when disaster strikes, now. Speak to them about their willingness to accept you. And I need to throw this part in because this is important. You need to be bringing something to the table other than mouths to feed. You come to an agreement with this person. They're the ones with the property. They're the ones with the cattle or the land or the whatever you may have. You don't just get to get up and freeload. What are you going to bring? Are you going to bring them food, extra food? Are you bringing extra ammunition, extra weapons? Are you bringing maybe secure comms if your EMP hasn't fried it out? What are you bringing? Or maybe it's just a family member who will just let you come anyway. If it's not, you better be bringing something, okay? So I have two different things. I have a location where I have one tank of gas and I need to get there. That's essentially gas stations are out too, or gas stations are dangerous. I can make myself sound like a freak, but it is true. If you study these things throughout history, a gas station, when society breaks down, can become a very, very, very dangerous place because it's a central hub where everyone out on the road needs to stop. So if you're a bandit, if you're a whatever, you're going to post up right at the gas station, wait for all the people to come to you, and you take what you need. If I have one tank of gas, I have a location I can get to. If the gas stations are up and running, I don't know what kind of societal unrest that would be. I have a further one I prefer to get to. Alternate location, again, a nice thing. Don't freak out if you don't have one. Just start looking. Now, as far as in your vehicle goes, that go bag you have, which is a backpack, expand it for your car. Have you ever seen a hockey bag? You at least know what a hockey bag looks like. Big, heavy, long duffel bag. I'm not saying buy a hockey bag, although that would work, but that's the kind of size you need to be thinking about for your vehicle. Just like in your home, all those things, water, food, medical supplies, ammo, things like that, but pared down to fit in your car. And finally, the go bag itself in the worst situation possible, and that is you have no more car. You have no more home. It's been flooded. A tornado wiped it out, took your car with it. Society has collapsed around you. You and your family have your rifle and a pack and a walking stick. Well, that's when you have to pare things down that are, look, you cannot fit everything in a pack to survive forever. That's not how it works. A Green Beret like Clay Martin, he can't fit it. He can't, even though he could hump a lot of gear, a lot of weight, you know, those guys, 80 pound, 90 pound rucks, but even they, with all that weight, you've got a few days, a week, and then you're out of supplies. If you're on foot, you better have a destination in mind. The idea is survive for a few days to get where you're going. Maybe you're an outdoorsman and where you're going is a camp spot in the mountains and you'll fish your food from there. Maybe that's that. Maybe it's your neighbor's house who lives 10 miles across town, 20 miles across town. You might have to camp out for a night or two somewhere secure on your way there, but the backpack situation is the worst, obviously, of the situations. You're on foot. Everything has collapsed. It's the worst, and you're just trying to get by for a few days. If you're going to try to pack a pack so you can survive for a month, you're going to die. Look, if you don't die from lack of things in the pack, you'll die because you're not going to be in good enough shape to haul 80, 90 pounds, 10 miles a day the way you're going to need to, if not more. Not everyone is a young military age male in fighting shape, all right? So there, that was some disaster prep stuff. I hope that was at least beneficial somewhat. People seem to, well, we're more and more worried about that these days. And we can't ever, I'm the same way, I can't put into words what I think is coming because I don't know what that thing might be. But it does feel more and more likely like something might be coming. It does. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about politics, the reaction to the election. What might it be depending on who wins? How bad might it get? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's an amazing Friday. Remember, you can email the show during the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. We got some of those in.
Hey, Jesse, I realize you don't want to talk to us because you got your fancy ice maker, and we're just peasants drinking room temperature water. But to move on from that, I had a monumental idea. Why don't all the patriots of middle America that are middle class, that pay all these flipping tax dollars, why don't we just stop paying taxes and defund the dirty commie trash that has used our own money to destroy our own country? I don't know. What's your thoughts, buddy?
All right. So, what if we all just stop paying taxes? First of all, don't do that. They're going to come throw you in a cage. But I need to explain why that's a bad idea. We've had this talk before, but you're hyper informed. And I hope you don't think I'm being nice to you or just pouring flattery on you when I say that. You know I would not do that. It's not me at all. If you were being dumb, I'd just tell you you were being dumb. The average American voter knows so much less than you. And what's funny is I bet you consider yourself maybe kind of behind. I don't know as much as this guy knows about this or that guy knows about that. I bet you feel like you have so much to learn, which we all do, right? I do, you do, but I bet you feel like that, and I'm here to tell you, yeah, you probably have a lot to learn. I have a lot to learn. We know so much more about politics, about the issues of the day, about power, about what's happening in our country than normal Americans. We are informationally miles and miles and miles ahead of them. And that's always our frustration. We're constantly turning around, screaming at all the norms and normas, saying, catch up. Why don't, please, we're trying to fight here. Please, catch up. What's wrong with you? These people don't know anything. Remember I told you I was just hanging out with some political powerful people, and we were going over a bunch of finances and polling numbers and things along those lines. And we got to talking about independent voters. Now, these are guys. Here, I'll give you an example of something they showed me. They showed me this chart, only it wasn't really a chart. It was more like a big, picture a square, okay, a rectangle. It was a rectangle, all right? Picture a rectangle on a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, there was this rectangle, and The upper right-hand corner was dark, dark, dark red. And then a little bit below that was kind of light red. And as you moved over, it was this part was super dark blue. And this part was kind of purple. And what was this? What is it? What did it represent? He broke it down for me. I'd never seen it before. It represented voters, how they vote and why they vote. And a portion of this was, these people are the hardcores. This would be you. These people are the hardcores. They know all the issues. We actually don't have to stress about Democrats lying about our candidate. These are people who are so knowledgeable. They're involved. They're informed. They're fine. Let's not worry about them at all. Then there's the people who are going to need a little bit of help. I kind of want to vote for him, but please be nice to me, convince me. There are those people. Anyway, the different colors of the rectangle were all over the spectrum. And the biggest one, the biggest color, were the people who need to be campaigned for. You have to go earn their votes. You have to go on television. You have to go on social media. You have to go explain to these people why they need to vote for you, why they shouldn't vote for the other guy. You don't need that. You have never in your life, or at least not recently, been swayed by a campaign ad of any kind. And I'm here to tell you that makes you abnormal. You are abnormal. You are hyper-informed. This will come back to paying taxes in a moment. So here's what we cannot ever do. We can't, because we are knowledgeable, you and me, we can't assume that knowledge has spread to the masses and we can now tell people, hey, it's time to do this thing en masse. You know, the American Revolution is actually a great example of this. For the longest time, guys early in the American Revolution, guys who were involved early in it, Samuel Adams, actually, we'll use Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams, for the longest time, was thought to be, well, probably exactly how your friends talk about you. Oh, gosh, this tinfoil on his head guy, this guy is so hardcore. No, we don't need to rebel against the king. Gosh, Sam, dial it down a notch, please. Gosh, Sam, you're so hardcore. Even guys like John Adams, who came along after. They were all, Sam, geez, okay, Sam, dial it down. But Sam was just ahead of the game. Samuel Adams was ahead of the game. And try as he might, he could not get massive popular support for fighting a revolution against the British until the masses had been abused for long enough by the British that they finally, after enough time, they caught up with him on their own. And soon, John Adams is standing there shoulder to shoulder with you fighting against the British. You are ahead of the masses. And so you propose these actions like, what if we all stop paying taxes and show the government? And even if I was okay with you doing that, which I am not, I don't want you in prison. Even if I was okay with you doing that, it would not be an effective strategy because you know who would do it? You and 10 of your friends. And then 10 of your friends will all get locked up. You'll all be in Fort Leavenworth. We'll never hear from you again. And your political protest about not paying taxes will have resulted in no wins, no advancement. All we did was lose you to Fort Leavenworth. That's all we did. We want the masses to catch up. We want Norm and Norma to catch up. They are far behind. And a lot of these actions you want to take are actions that will not be effective until Norm and Norma finally catch up. I know it's frustrating. Samuel Adams was frustrated beyond belief. He was beyond frustrated how the fellow colonists could not see how oppressive this freaking king was and what they were doing and where it was going. Why don't we fight back? Why don't we fight back now? John Adams, wake up. Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock, why are you not helping? I'm trying to tell you what's coming. But they didn't get there until they got there. You get frustrated. I get very, very frustrated. You hear me yell about it all the time. It sucks. It's lonely to be the only one who's ahead. Do you ever, just you and me talking here, do you ever get lonely when you talk about politics with friends and family? Do you ever feel alone? Maybe it's just me. I do sometimes. And I feel alone because issues that you have moved past, like you and I could sit and talk, but issues that you have moved past, accepted, and understood long ago, you get around your friends and family, and they're still in the 101 class, and you're getting your PhD, and it feels lonely. There's really not very many people you can talk to, confide in, debate with, bounce ideas off of. Yeah, it's a good, illegals is a great example, Chris. You sit and talk to your friends about 30 million illegals being brought in under Joe Biden and why they did it and how they're trying to bring about societal collapse and things like that. They don't know any of these things. They don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, they're mad the young girl got raped and murdered up the road, and they kind of hope Trump deports some people, but they're so far behind you, you really can't talk to them. I get like that all the time. So if you go through it, I go through it. That's why I tell you to go to Trump rallies and big conservative conventions so you don't feel alone. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about the reaction to the election and why women back up into things. Some lady's confused and frustrated with herself. Before we do that, let's talk about chalk. Listen, if you're backing up into things, you're either a woman or you're a dude whose T levels have gotten low. And gentlemen, in all seriousness, if your energy is low, if you get down, depressed a lot out of nowhere, is it just happening with age? I'm just kind of down. You have low testosterone. It's not your fault. They put estrogen in the waters. We have estrogen in our waters. We drink it. So get a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days is insane. Naturally, with natural herbal supplements? Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. It's not just for men. Are you down, sad? Are you out of energy? Get a female vitality stack. It's Chalktober. Go get a subscription and save a pile and get something free because it's Chalktober. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get back to the emails, shall we? Oh, wait, let's check in with another voicemail.
Jesse, you say the communists hate listening to you. You ever had a communist contact you and say, wow, after hate listening to you for such a long time, I think I'm starting to see the light. Curious to see what you think on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Thank you.
We have, but remember, waking somebody up, getting somebody out of a cult, because you're probably going through this with someone in your life, maybe your sister, mom, or brother, someone at work. Maybe you have a communist in your life, and you want them to wake up. Remember, they are in a cult. They are deep in a cult. You don't wake people up from a cult all at once. Oftentimes, you don't do it as one person. The communists who have woken up, maybe they give you too much credit. You know, oh, Jesse, you helped me wake up. I was just one of many. It was their family and friends, other people. It takes time. It takes a village. It takes time to wake someone up from a cult, to bring someone out of a cult. It never happens all at once. But yes, it happens. This stuff is valuable when you do it. You have more ability to do it than I do, you know that? Because you're close to that someone. You have some relation to that someone. I can help. It's nice to have a big show and a big platform, and I can speak to them in a way that's probably less threatening because I don't know them. Now, I don't know them. It's not my sister. It's your sister. But you're more personal to them. And so you can speak to them in ways that I can't. But yes, it has happened. Jesse, on your show on the 2nd, you were talking about how there's only two genders and women will always back into things with their car. Can you please enlighten us what makes us so bad at reversing? On one hand, I'm glad I'm not the only woman who has all sorts of dents in my rear bumper. But on the other hand, it's kind of embarrassing backing into a giant bright orange lift in broad daylight. Please help us, oh wise one. 50% of the population needs your help. Okay, well, ladies, listen, I'm actually going to be nice. I know you think I'm a jerk, but I'm going to be nice. Part of this is not your fault, because you know how we're different? Men and women are different, and we're supposed to be different, and we're supposed to kind of fill in each other's blanks. We're made for each other. It's part of the reason I hate all this politics. Women, 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 women. It is divided men against women. But we're made to fit together. We're made for each other. And so my deficiencies are usually things my wife is good at. And her deficiencies are things that I'm good at. One of the reasons women are terrible at backing into things, and in general, kind of bad drivers anyway, is if I was going to be insulting, I would call it scatterbrained, but that's not true, and that's not necessarily accurate. Women multitask. My wife can fold the laundry, help my son with his algebra homework, while having one of her sick freak murder podcasts or murder documentaries on and be half paying attention to that. I can't do two things at once. If I am watching something, do not speak to me because I won't hear what you say. You have to get me to stop it or pause it. I don't hear a word. And if you think maybe you should speak louder or shout, or maybe if it's really important, you don't understand. I didn't hear a word of it. When I first started doing radio and TV, remember I do a TV show every night on the first TV. I used to have producers. Chris has never really done this, but my TV producers were terrible at this at first. I have that IFB. I have an earpiece that goes in my ear called an IFB, and that's how my TV producer is telling me what's coming next and whatnot. A lot of TV producers are used to working with people. They will speak to them during the segment, even while they're talking. So I'll be in the middle of Joe Biden's a dirty communist, and they will, while a mid-sentence, will say something like, we have 2 minutes left and we have to go to a break in this segment. I didn't hear a word of it. And I had to tell them, if I am speaking, you cannot speak to me because I won't hear it. I can't hear it. I can't. I didn't hear a word of it. I cannot multitask. My wife is great at it. Men are more focused, more singularly focused on things because of the roles men have had in society. When I come to work, when I walk in the door, I realize I don't really have a job anymore, but whatever my job happens to be, when I come into work, the best thing I can do for my family, for my wife, for my kids, for my anything, is perform like a beast at work. Is to be awesome at work, singularly focused on work all the time. I'm not talking sports. I'm not worried about text messaging my wife. I don't give a crap about anything. I am here and I'm putting on a show, period. I have to be that way to be great at whatever my profession is, whether you're a mechanic or whatever. I need to be singularly focused. Women have to care for the home. They care for the kids. They have different roles, so they have to be better at multitasking. Part of the reason you keep backing into things is because you're thinking about, oh, I forgot to pack the kids' lunches, and my friend Jennifer had a pimple on her nose. I need to remember to tell her about that later. Oh, crap, did I remember to get the meat out and thaw out the beef? You have 19,000 different things on your mind because that's how God made you. Therefore, you couldn't see the dump truck behind you, and you backed your Prius into it for the 10th time this week. That's why. It's called scatterbrain, but that's not really what it is. Women multitask, men do not. That's why you can't drive worth a crap. Jesse, what's your favorite biscuit or cake? I bet it's lady fingers. That's not right. It's not funny, Chris. I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny at all. Anyway, he said, if the mainstream media is constantly lying to us, have they always been lying to us? When did they officially become corrupt? That's a fascinating conversation, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, I know, everyone knows the media has lied really forever. The media lies. If you're in the media, you lie. But why do they lie? How do they lie? How pervasive is the lying? Obviously, it's worse today than it's ever been. But why is that? Well, this actually goes to a bigger cultural question, a bigger institutional question, and we will tackle that question next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.